All right, so evidently, the federal government is still pushing the COVID-19 narrative, and ladies and gentlemen, aren't we all sick of it? Aren't we all done with it? I don't even see that many people out in public anymore wearing the damn face diapers. It's like it's all disappeared. Of course, you're walking around the store, you're walking around the mall, and there's always going to be that one asshole that's got the mask on, is looking everybody like they're assholes. But you know what? They're the joke now. So we are trying to move on with our lives, trying to live through Biden's disastrous economy, trying to put gas in our cars, trying to feed our families. And guess what our federal government's doing? Well, they're doing stuff like trying to take our gun rights. They're doing stuff like sending billions of dollars to Ukraine for no apparent fucking reason. And they're working hard to bring another COVID-19 vaccine to the market, even though it has terrible effects on your health. But they say that it's 90% effective, but it may destroy your heart, right? That's the FDA in the United States right now. That is what our federal government's worrying about when everyone else is just worrying about living. Check this out. See, on June 3rd, it was being reported that Novavax's COVID vaccine was shown to be 90% effective at preventing new cases in a clinical trial, but that the vaccine carried the possible risk of causing heart inflammation, particularly in young males. Now, this was released by the Food and Drug Administration staff in a review that was posted online. But then, just a few days later, on June 7th, fears of heart inflammation seemed to disappear. American adults who haven't yet gotten vaccinated against COVID-19 may soon get another choice, as advisors to the Food and Drug Administration on Tuesday backed a more traditional type of shot. Next, the FDA must decide whether to authorize the vaccine made by latecomer Novavax, a protein vaccine that's made with a more conventional technology than today's U.S. options. Novavax shots are already used in Australia, Canada, parts of Europe, and dozens of other countries, but U.S. clearance is a key hurdle for the Maryland-based company. All right, so in a matter of 4 days, the FDA went from telling us about the heart issues caused by the Novavax vaccine to we fully support it and want it on the market. We want to get it out for people to use. All right, so I would figure that the FDA has looked at the other countries where this shot has been used and made an educated decision that it is safe and effective for Americans. But there is one problem with that. They say that these shots are already used in Australia, Canada, parts of Europe, and dozens of other countries. Well, let's focus in on Australia and parts of Europe, okay? What is going on in those countries where this shot has already been used? Well, in Australia, it's absolutely a horror show what's going on. I mean, this actually scared me when I looked up the countries that are having problems that seem to be possibly maybe related to vaccines. See, if you type in young people dying in Australia, it goes into showing you all of these stories, mysterious disease killing hundreds in Australia. Families open up about terrifying conditions claiming the lives of healthy young people. What is sad? Healthy young people dying from sudden adult death syndrome. Have you ever heard of that? I've heard of SIDS. It's when infants just die out of nowhere. Personally, I've always thought that it might have to do a lot with all of the vaccines we give very young babies. There is no proof to that. But what about this? What is SADS? What are the effects? What are they telling people to go get checked for in Australia? Well, as we know, Australia was very famous for their authoritarian lockdowns over COVID-19, actually bringing out concentration camps, taking people in the middle of the night out of their homes and taking them to camps to keep them safe. Anyone that was 16 or over had to be vaccinated or they couldn't leave their homes, not for exercise, not for food, and not for work. You were basically a prisoner in your own home if they didn't decide to take you to the camps. So what did that do? That caused a lot of people to go out and get vaccinated just to be able to live their lives. And now that they have such a vaccinated population, what we're seeing in Australia is that people aged under 40 are being urged to have their hearts checked because they may potentially be at risk of sudden adult death syndrome. The syndrome, known as SADS, has been fatal for all kinds of people, regardless of whether they maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle. Ladies and gentlemen, this is caused by the vaccine. The vaccine that the FDA told us not 7 days ago caused heart issues has been used in Australia and across Europe, where we've seen tons and tons of pro athletes taken out by heart issues. They're trying to cover up their crimes. Look, this isn't a conspiracy theory. This is the facts. We have vaccines being pushed on us that cause heart issues. We're now having young people die of what they're calling sudden adult death syndrome. It's heart attacks. People are dying from heart attacks from the shots that damage your heart. This isn't hard to figure out. I've got to think it's harder to cover up with the propaganda media, but unfortunately, most of the normies I talk to out there in the world, they just think these are two totally separate issues. Ladies and gentlemen, the FDA, whatever the FDA equivalent is overseas in all the different countries, they are pushing these shots knowing they are health risks, knowing that they are killing young people, and knowing that it mostly affects young men. Think about it. We live in a world that hates masculinity. The left actually hates men being men. What better way to make them more feminine than to break their hearts literally and leave them weak for the rest of their lives if they live through it? We knew early on that when all the news started coming out about COVID-19, that the people in charge would be deemed monsters, that it was a crime against humanity. Well, evidently, we haven't gotten to the part where the people orchestrating this are getting punished. Instead, they're going to push more wonder drugs that are going to save us from a virus that doesn't really exist anymore. They're going to continue to poison people across the world and leave them either broken or dead. I don't know how we trust our institutions anymore. I don't know how we function as a society with these monsters running our world. They hate you. They hate everything. They're doing everything to consolidate power, to enrich themselves, and to leave the world a much emptier place. I'm not big on the conspiracy theories that there's a cabal trying to reduce the planet's population. But when I see shit like this, I've got to say, it's way more of a possibility now than it was yesterday in my mind. Well, guys, that's all I got to say about that. If you like the video, give it a thumbs up. Give the channel a subscribe. If you got anything to say, hit me down in the comments below. As I always like to keep the conversation going. Y'all have a great day. Stay safe out there. I am out.